Join us as we recap this week's episodes of NBC's hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives, coming up next.
Starring Billy.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Well, good afternoon, all of you Days of Our Lives fans. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of your favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, starting with the person and the reason why we're running so late today.
That's okay, I'll take it.
We have...
Mark J. Freeman in the house.
A.K.A. the future ex-Miss Billy Flynn.
Yes.
And of course, next to him, we have...
Matthew Evan Payne, so happy to be here.
Well, look at this, another beautiful Sunday.
It is beautiful. It is hot.
And we're shorts.
Don't you show those legs, lady!
I need sunglasses now.
Oh my god. Those things are so bright.
I ain't that pale, people.
Well, that's why it's so bright in here.
I mean, compared to Tony. Okay.
If you're comparing it to me, then yeah, you're pretty pale. Yeah. Pale in comparison. Are you texting Billy?
No, my sister.
Oh, tell her we said hi.
Hi, sis.
Hi, sis.
Is it like your real sister or your sister-in-law? Does Billy have a sister?
No, my real sister.
Oh, like okay. Your hey girl. Hey, sister.
Anatomical sister. Because I have another sister. You know what I mean? Well,
that would be more of a sister than a sister.
Sister.
Yeah, there's a difference. All right, so, and of course, if you guys are watching us live, thank you so much. And don't forget to add us, like us, follow us on all social media platforms. Well, not all, but most of them. We are on Facebook and Twitter. Find us, Dishin' Days, on Twitter. We are @_DishinDays and on Instagram, Dishin' Days. I mean, if you're looking for Dishin' Days, just type it in.
We're on social media.
We're on social media.
We are on the social media.
I'm on Tumblr now. I don't really know what it is.
You just keep signing up for stuff.
My friend was like, he sent me something with a Tumblr link, and I was like, I don't have that. And I thought it was like a dating thing. Yeah. So I was like, I don't think I'm allowed to have it.
No.
He's like, why wouldn't you be allowed to? And I'm like, because I'm married. He's like, girl, it's not Grindr.
I think it's like Pinterest. You just post stuff.
He says Pinterest, but I don't really know what Pinterest is either. I mean, I know what it is.
It's just a bunch of images and artwork that people share.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically, Mark just started a Tumblr dedicated to Billy Flynn. Exactly.
Yeah, that's actually what people do. They take a theme and then they post a bunch of stuff over and over and over about it.
Oh, yikes.
And other people who are fans come and join you and do that kind
you
of stuff.
You found your niche, lady. You found your niche,
all
lady.
This time.
I can see the wheels spinning right now.
And that lovely voice you hear in our booth is no other than the very beautiful and newly engaged.
Oh my God, Tony.
Miss Alexis.
Oh, I didn't get to
hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Well, listen, Alexis, you've become an intricate part of the show. And I heard that you also hosted the Bowl Breakdown and they loved it.
Oh, I was mostly just because I do captions for the show because Pop TV doesn't do Days of Our Lives anymore. Bold and the Beautiful is the only one I get now.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's so I'm like 2 weeks ahead.
Why did they get rid of Days of Our Lives?
I think, what network is Days of Our Lives?
NBC.
On?
NBC.
NBC just took all their shows away for some odd reason, from Pop at least. I don't know why.
So it had nothing to do with Pop?
No.
Got it.
That sounds like an NBC move.
Yeah.
This is why I'm glad we're not on NBC. I will never be asked to be on NBC because of my mouth.
Yes. Nah. Yep.
They just don't do those sort of things.
No.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of NBC, how about this week of Days? How did you guys feel about that?
Me likey.
Yeah.
I like more than I dislike, which is good. I'm glad that the scale has shifted.
I know what part you might have disliked because... And we'll talk about that in a second. And, of course, we will get to your phone calls later on in the show to find out your thoughts and feelings about this week. And also, feel free to ask us any questions. Whatever. We'll do that later. But now, it's time to start...
Dishin' Days. Flip it.
And forget it.
Thank you, Alexis.
All right, so...
You know I love a good sound effect.
Let's start with the three Stooges of Salem. Orpheus, Xander, and... No, not us.
Don't say that about yourselves.
I think we wouldn't... If we were on Days, we wouldn't be the three Stooges.
You would not.
We would be more like the... Let's get to the two Wong Fu gals of Days or of Salem.
Yeah.
I can say this much. If I lived in Salem, I would never go to that park.
Oh. No.
What part?
The one with the bench.
Well, the bench.
Oh, yes.
I would never go to the bench.
The bench.
The one bench.
Yes.
The bench.
There's a lot that happens. And if you go deeper in the park...
Death.
You get pushed down
you're
the cliff.
Done. Yeah. You're done. You're done.
Or into the river.
Oh, my word.
All right, so, okay, I have this question for you guys, because I had this question for myself while I was, like, watching Days. Does anyone know exactly what the plan is that Orpheus, Clyde, and Xander have?
I don't think they have one.
But if you notice, they always keep saying, like, well, I've got it figured out now. Yeah. And I'm like, crawl.
It's starting...
Girl.
They're starting to break, though. They're starting to
break.
Yeah,
you can tell.
Yeah. Clyde's like, I don't really care what you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill who I'm going to kill. Yeah. And then they were like, but we all hate the same exact people. But Clyde kind of, I feel like Clyde's the one who's veering right off track with the other two. I think the others aren't getting along necessarily, but I feel like Clyde's the one who... He'll kill with or without them.
Well, I think this week what I got out of these three with the whole thing with Marlena was that they're trying to show their... Like, I kind of like the fact that Marlena... It appears that Marlena's kind of going to be the one that figures out how to take them down.
Yes.
But I felt like you were... Because they talk so much about their histories and their pasts, it was kind of trying to show, like, the... not make them seem such bad guys. You know, like the whole thing with Orpheus and his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And then he gave Joey the jacket.
Joey was like, I don't want your dirty jacket.
The boa. Gave him a boa.
Well, after...
pink feathered.
After Xander, like, punched him.
Yeah. But then even, like, when they were talking about Xander, and they were just, you know, and they were talking about that... You know
how Xander wanted the approval of Victor.
Yeah, exactly. Like I think they're just trying to humanize them, which I thought was kind of a cute little touch.
Maybe kind of give them a reason as to why they have so much anger and why they're so seeking revenge. Mm-hmm. But are they seeking revenge on the right people due to their anger?
Good question.
Just call me Dr. Marlena Evans.
Robichaux.
Dr. Marlena Robichaux. They are still at it. As you said, there was, you know, a great moment with Joey Orpheus. And
my hair does look really
and knowing that he has kids. So I wanted to bring up Clyde because I think his plan is the most ridiculous. And he started planning to steal Thomas. Which I think makes no sense because it's not Ben's, it's not yours, it's like why?
But it's
what?
His and I his
think,
mine.
Right, I think so too. I think he is just crazy enough to want to steal him from Chad.
Yeah. I think it's, and I think all of it is also to get back at Chad. And, you know.
The lengths that he went
ages
ago when he switched the results for the paternity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did that for Ben's sake, but imagine this, Florida, 2017. Clyde has stolen, 17? Yeah, Clyde has stolen Thomas, and all of a sudden he has to deal with a poopy diaper and bottles. I mean, do you really think your plan is worth it then?
Well, exactly. I don't think it's daytime, they're not thinking.
I mean, I'm just saying, that thought needs to be put out there.
Yeah,
they're just looking to November sweeps. Baby steps, girl, baby steps.
Baby steps. So they also come up with this whole thing of, like, they want $20 million that he sent via email during a blackout.
But I love that they all kept saying, like, oh, it's a miracle I got that email.
Yeah. It's like, I had just enough power.
Can't we just fix the power?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Yeah, it would just remedy all these ridiculous lines.
I like how it's spotty in Salem. Like, some places it works, no problem. Other places it's just...
Well, they have a generator here, but not over there.
Right. And
at least Clara's not walking around with her phone anymore.
Oh, my God. But $20 million, that's a lot.
It's a lot. They got it.
And it's not even like...
John's got it. He's got basic black.
Basically, he doesn't.
He's a bajillionaire.
Is he? Is Patch Black
doing
that well?
That's why they live in the penthouse.
That's Marlena's penthouse. Because she...
John.
Because everyone in Salem is apparently a client of hers.
You think Marlena didn't get some monies when they got divorced?
Why? So that they can get remarried again? So he can put it back... She can put it back in his bank account? Yeah.
Do you feel the need to see them get married again?
No.
Do you?
Not at this point.
Not necessarily. Like, it's just going to be like a little justice of the peace thing anyway.
A little ceremony.
I feel like it would be like...
They don't City do... Hall. I mean, if it was a big thing like Jack and Jennifer's or, you know, the olden days, Patch and Kayla's, yeah, I'd want to see another one. We don't see those anymore. No, it's like a couple chairs in the Demira house.
In the Demira house?
Remember they used to have big weddings? Big weddings.
Huge weddings. In St. Luke's.
Yeah.
When you were getting married in St. Luke's, you knew two things. One, it was going to be a big wedding. Two, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Truth.
Or Sammy was going to punch somebody or get punched.
Or her lie was going to come out.
Yeah. Someone's lie is going to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much all but them. Yeah. I mean, they're just still going off terrorizing, making it up as they go. All right, so now...
And fighting all day long.
Oh, my God. I mean, will somebody please make a decision out of them? They all... It's like they all came together for a common thing, but they each have so many different ways of going about it.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll figure out... Maybe they will figure out what their plan actually is. All right, so let's move it right along to the biggest mouth dropper of all. Philip, Chloe, Deimos, and Nicole. Now, I'm still trying to figure out who the daddy is.
Yeah. Who is it?
I'm kind of annoyed that they didn't tell us this week, that they just kind of...
They should have told us, like, Wednesday would have been a good day.
Yeah.
Midweek. As Wednesday typically is.
Yeah.
Something seems just so odd about this storyline that... Because we... Who's she been with in Salem to, like,
well,
be pregnant?
Well, here's what I was thinking. Here's another thought. Because I still think it's connected to Nicole. Because if you... Because she keeps going back to Nicole and they keep talking about how Nicole can't have kids. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that there's something... Some sort of connection. My thought was that she did something like to help Nicole. She somehow found Nicole's eggs and tried to be a surrogate for her without Nicole knowing. Like, I feel like there's something along those lines.
But would she remember that?
Well, but see, that's the thing is where I'm wondering if she is like she was told it didn't take.
Because she was
and then had sex with him, and now I was like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, it must be that. And then the whole ancestry, or not the ancestry thing. What did she say? She said something on the phone. It made me think of ancestry.com, but it was something, some other test or something that had happened.
Oh, the DNA testing? Like,
I think so.
Maybe like a DNA.
I think that's what
me,
it was.
123 or 123 me.
Yeah, and it made me think of ancestry.com when it said it. So
I'm an ancestry.com person.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But yeah, I still feel like there's some sort of Nicole story there.
I feel like she slept with someone and was like, oh, shoot.
It was a drunken night that was real, real drunk.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be too... like, I don't see how she couldn't have considered it then. I feel like my idea... No, I'm kidding. Like that she went through a process, it didn't work, but then she's like, oh, my God, maybe it did. Mm. It just didn't happen as quickly as they saw. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I feel like...
Or maybe she's like, oh, what was that prick? Oh, that's what that was.
She got injected.
I wonder who it is.
It injected.
I don't know. I'm seriously, when I watch it, I'm just as baffled as Philip. And I'm just like, I just don't understand.
I like how in Chloe's little monologue, she called herself a whore, she called herself a slut.
Like, yeah. She's like, that slut whose kid isn't yours, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I hate that I know that JPL is leaving, because I really love him so much, and I love seeing them. Like, every time I see Nicole and Chloe, and Philip and Chloe, and Philip and Belle, and all that, I'm just like, this is what we need to be seeing. I mean, hopefully we'll be seeing more of that.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much JP in Philip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
For sure. For shizzle.
Yeah.
The show.
What was I going to say? Oh, so when they were having the discussion about, you know, the fact that it wasn't his, it wasn't Deimos, obviously, I like that they brought up Parker in that situation.
Yeah.
Because it connects them again. And then I like that Chloe was like, you know what? Don't worry about me. I got to figure it out. And it left Philip kind of like, huh? What? Are you sure?
That's what makes me think that there's some kind of, I don't know.
And I think she, it led to the conclusion that she does have it figured out.
Yeah.
And she's now just going to go away to deal with it. And yeah. she's going to go to New York with her parents mm-hmm. and just kind of deal with it mm-hmm. and not drag anyone else into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it also, you know, shows that she's concerned about Philip because she doesn't want to put him through this again, like with the whole thing with Parker mm-hmm. Being, it was, who's, Mark, who's Parker's father?
Really? Or who does Daze say it is?
I mean,
because I think it's still Philip.
But who's the actual? Do you remember his name?
He's so insignificant. I can't remember.
Are you sure? The last name was Jonas. What was the first name?
Not ringing a bell.
Not at all.
No.
Daniel.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but, Daniel Jonas.
Yeah, but I was. I was hoping that Mark would be able to say it.
No. Don't know. Him. Don't know.
I love.
Thank you.
I love trying to get him to say Daniel Jonas. So that was that.
There was it this week or last week they did actually talk about him.
This week, whenever he gets mentioned, I think of you saying that you think it's Philip, and I'm not mad at that thought.
Yeah, I think they should. All right.
Okay. Are we done?
Well, yeah, with that one. But going back to the first one, totally forgot to mention that.
First storyline?
Yeah. So they had Joey. Joey is now free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After the whole 20 mil exchange. Good for Joey. And there's that.
He's out and free.
Yeah, he's out and free. And eating a ton.
Eating.
In the Brady Pub. The pub.
Yeah. Even though the refrigerators have been unplugged for a week.
They have a generator. They have a generator. Generator at the Brady Pub.
Jen can make some donuts.
All right, so let's get to
Alice Horton donuts.
To Mark's favorite storyline.
Yes, Rafe, Hope, and Aiden.
Okay. Actually,
is there a revelation?
Didn't mind the storyline this week because I like Aiden with Hope. I still do, and I at least it was entertaining for me. I don't like how Rafe got all huffity puffity, like, I know you. And I love that she said, don't act like you know me, kind of thing.
She was just playing the game.
But at least there's something interesting now.
No. Matthew, what do you think?
I'm on Tony's side for this one.
Okay.
And you know why? Because here's the thing. Again, it doesn't make sense. Again, if they wanted him to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs...
Oh, that whole thing, I agree 100% about that.
You had that during the mom thing.
At least, I liked the interaction with Aiden and Hope and him, and them, trying to one-up each other on the blackmailing. I thought that was kind of
a cool
storyline. And I loved that she brought up the video. And I love that that whole thing about her saying, you know, the one thing I keep remembering is that she said how cold you are behind those eyes, and I'm the only other person now that knows how cold you really. I like that.
That moment too.
So
let me tell you what
I didn't mind that so much.
I don't like the fact
I didn't like Rafe jumping down her throat.
I did. Because Rafe is like, you know why Rafe did that? Because he's basically saying Heffa, you are lying. I know you are. This makes no sense. Because yesterday we were eating guacamole in the house.
Guacamole and chips.
And today you are trying to act like you don't want all this churro.
I agree with Tony. The chat room agrees with you.
Oh, I love the chat room.
What?
Chat room.
Everyone's like, yeah, Mark, I agree with Mark. Me too, Mark.
I can't believe it. Daquan's even on my side. Look at that. How about those bananas? I agree with Mark.
Listen.
Nakisha, thank you. Daquan, thank you.
I agree that Hope and Aiden do look great together.
Geraldo.
Someone wrote, Aiden don't look good with Hope.
But now that they have made him into the person that he is, that you're blackmailing someone
that
to
you
be
love.
With you, that you love to be with right. you? No.
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 Yeah, but
because imagine this. No. Imagine this. Go into the future. Picture it. Portland. 2022, Aiden, Hope, and Chase. And they are sitting there, and in the secret room, Hope and Aiden are still trying to one-up each other, being you know I still know you killed Stefano. Well, you know I know Chase still killed the mama.
So, picture it. After Buzz, 82. And Jack rapes Kayla.
Kayla.
Okay.
When did I say Jen?
Why would we... What would we be saying? There's no way he's ever going to get redeemed. There's no way he's ever going to be a good person. Case closed.
But, case open.
Point for the drag queen.
Did he rape anyone else after that?
Well, did Aiden... Aiden hasn't killed anybody.
Well, apparently Aiden didn't kill. Try to kill Hope the first time.
Right.
However,
so he's even got one up on
him. Open it again.
I had a similar point a couple months ago when Chase raped Sierra. I said that Todd Manning on One Life to Live got redemption.
Yeah.
Luke on General Hospital got redemption and ended up becoming beloved characters.
Yes.
Especially Luke.
Yes.
And people are like, no, times have changed. Yes. We can't forgive.
See?
But, I mean...
But this is
they forgive all the time. And I just like when they were together, I just like it just, there's, you have to admit, it's more exciting to watch Hope and Aiden than it is to watch Hope and Rafe.
Here's the thing.
Admit it!
No! I'm gonna make my point first. The thing.
I'm gonna go get a water.
The thing
and
about,
you were corrected, it was 1988.
I was picking up because I didn't know what year.
Here's the thing. Aiden had a chance for redemption when he came back. And was locked up in that cage and was talking to the dead bird and all that kind of stuff. That was the moment that we could look and say, oh, he's not a bad guy.
Oh, I was with you, that's exactly where I would have been like, okay, let's turn this stuff around.
He's not a bad guy.
We don't work at NBC Days.
We don't. But also, he could have been truthful. He could have been truthful about his connection with the Damaras and what he was doing. And... him and Hope probably could have lived happily ever after.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
However, comma, what does he do as soon as he gets back? He lies about when he was actually switched out.
Okay, but he didn't actually lie. The writers put those words in his mouth.
Aiden
FYI,
lied.
It is a
I
show.
Like what Ray C. said. It's classic soap.
It is.
It is classic soap. But still, it's stupid to blackmail someone...
That's typical soap opera.
No, to be okay. So I tried to do this. I tried to picture. Okay, what was Sammy doing in this situation? Of course, Sammy would do the same thing. But there was something about Sammy that you were like, "Oh, girl, get your man any way you can, honey." And there's something about Aiden where you're like, "Girl, give it up. Just give it up. Hope's not gonna like you. She's never gonna be in love with you.
She won't. Fall back in love with him."
Oh, I really hope not.
I think she will.
I hope she will. Did I already say it? I hope not.
Oh. All us Haydenites are going to be cheering.
Whatever.
I can't get behind it.
Just saying.
I can't get behind it.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
And I think we need to embrace it, that I'm right and you're wrong.
Listen.
And Misty just said, I think Aiden killed his wife too. I think he always did. I never believed that Chase killed his mom.
Well, they're going to keep on with that Chase did it, so. Thank you, Cheryl, for agreeing with me. Thank you, Cheryl Hawk, for agreeing with me.
Scroll up, because earlier she agreed with me.
Lies. Whatever. So we'll just agree to disagree, and this storyline is just kind of...
But the last 2 weeks, though, when we've brought up Kate, Hope, Rafe, and Aiden, we were like, blah, 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 moving on. We just had a conversation about it. So
we did.
I think something good is happening.
Did you notice the nail? Hope's nail.
Oh, I can't with the nail.
Oh, they were white and red this time.
It's like a cream and white and red. It's I don't get it. I'm going to write a letter to the editor.
Oh, are you?
Strongly worded email.
Fix it in post.
Actually, you know what? Maybe that's one of the things Dina should come in. Hope's nails. Let's fix those.
Let's fix it.
Check that box. Honey, you have to wear the same color for every single nail.
But it was like this week they did a close-up.
I know! It's like they purposely are like, oh, we gotta show the nails. Like, I'd rather just pay attention to the storyline.
Mike Bowman said, what would Sammy do? Blame John.
Yeah, exactly. So true.
That's funny.
So true.
All right,
those are the three major stories.
Let's get into some tidbits. So, Abe and Theo.
You're in a roll today, Mark.
Right. So Abe
should be late more often.
She's had a hard day today, this lady.
I've been working all day.
In this heat.
Well, I have an air conditioner in my office.
I should hope so.
Everyone comes and hangs out at my office because that's like the coldest place in the theater.
Because if you didn't, lady, that face would melt off.
That would.
We don't want to see what's behind that mask. Whirl.
Girl.
I wonder how many times I said girl today.
Someone will rewatch this and they will.
Glenn, my friend, my best friend Glenn, he watches. Glenn, I know you ain't got nothing else to do. Count how many times I said girl.
Including that one.
Counting that one. Girl.
Girl. All right.
Aren't saying girl around the dinner table tonight, I have not done my job. Girl.
Somebody's going to start saying it.
Girl.
That's how, like, they're like, oh, how was your day today? Girl.
Did you see someone tweeted us with the time code for when we were doing the girl with Christopher Sean?
I think I did. I did see that.
So funny.
Well, I still want Christopher Sean and Freddie to start using gay lingo.
Totally gay it up.
Yes.
I want Sunny to come around that corner and go, girl. And Paul's like, yes.
Yes. Girl, we got to go have some drinks.
Yeah.
We gotta find us a gay bar up in here.
Oh my god, that should be us. Like, if they ever did, like, a gay bar scene, and Paul and Sunny come in,
mm-hmm.
and we start off like, ooh, girl. And then
you're
I later
say girl five times, right?
Yeah.
And then we get.
And then that's it. And then I later become Maxine's son.
Maxine's son's gay.
Yes.
Ish.
There we go. Is that ish?
Ish.
No.
Just a little bit.
No, all the way. All right, so let's get to Abe and Theo. So,
okay.
Glad to see I really thought they were going to kill off Abe, and I got a little worried.
Don't count it out, because I don't think it's...
He's not clear yet.
No.
You know? So I think that is a very good possibility.
Yeah.
Because I know someone else loved character is supposed to be... Sayonara.
Ugh. Well...
I mean, I had my hopes.
Right now, he's...
doesn't seem to be the
right now, he's still alive. Yes! Why did
show
I freeze on that
what
one?
You're doing.
So, Matthew just... I freeze
frame.
Like this.
Can we turn around, show it to the camera?
You...
Freeze frame.
Freeze frame.
Can you see Tony right there?
Look at all those guns, though.
Guns out.
Right? And the sun's been out. Okay, so...
Theo and Abe.
Kayla,
Theo's gone off the deep end.
Yes, but Kayla tells Abe that there's still some fragments of the bullet.
But it's a good thing.
Is it?
That's what she said.
Okay. So I have to tell you about that part. You know what's funny is that I went down the rabbit hole like while she was explaining, and I was on my social media, and I was like, "Wait, what? What'd she say?" And I had to like rewind it, and then I lost my train of thought again, and I was like, "Okay, bullet fragments still in the body. Got it." But then now I feel like I still missed something.
No, that was it. That was okay. All they really talked about.
But she said something about his heart, though, right?
Yeah, but she was saying heart. About yeah. taking out something. Was she saying
the
that
fragments?
She was saying
that it's better to leave them in.
Okay.
For his body.
If the condition gets worse, it needs to be taken out. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. And then Theo tried to kill Clyde.
Oh, my God.
That entire Theo with the gun disturbed me.
Why?
Because he's so young and has a gun, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he doesn't know how to use it. And I understand that in his head he was doing the right thing. I just didn't like it. It just made me uncomfortable that he's what is he, 18?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if the age, but the fact that he is just not knowing what he's doing with the gun is terrifying.
To be honest, when Clyde stepped up and he was like, "You take one more step, I'll shoot you," even though he was shaky, I thought he was going to do it.
Yeah.
I thought he wasn't going to shoot him like in the chest, or like he was maybe going to like
Grace
graze his arm, leg
like
or
John
something.
Black.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But like
none of them are.
Everyone's been shot this week.
Yeah,
even
have.
Salem PD, they're not a good shoot.
They're not good officers.
No, they're not.
Or detectives.
They should all instead of getting out of police cars, they should all get out of a clown car.
So it's just interesting how
I see shell casings. It's like no.
Or I found one. Well, where are the others? Because there were like
12 shots.
There
yeah.
were like 58 shots that yeah. happened. Like you can't. You found one.
And Roman's like, bring it down to the station, and we'll some of them on.
He's just so angry all the time. I'm like, girl,
give us your. I want to take off my headset because it will hurt. But imitate your angry Roman, please.
Oh, I don't even know if I have the strength. He's just always angry. Like, even when he was arguing, when, like, I was thinking the scene with him and
he
Theo,
just barked.
He was, like, scream, and I'm like, dude, it's okay. You found him. Let's call him. Like, he's just, everything is just so... I'm like, oh, give her a bone.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do I come here? Why?
Because to talk give about this wonderful show. Bone. So
I need to go home. Oh, I need a nap.
That's Matthew's choice.
Well, speaking of the Salem PD, I love that. Okay, so you had Patch and JJ at the dock. You had Theo come wandering in out of nowhere. Clyde and Joey were there. Clyde, like, snatches the gun out of Theo, pushes him into Patch and JJ, throws Joey. And then the next scene is like, JJ's like,
I know! He got away!
We couldn't find him. I'm like, what are you...
It just happened.
Everything, it's funny because all those scenes are kind of hysterical because it's like, they do, like, it's like, boom! Ah!
Tag, you're
we
in.
We won! Like, I'm like, go! Even when they got Joey back, it was just so like... But then, and I get it. You're on a budget, but it's still kind of funny. I'm sorry.
And I mean, this is nothing against James Reed.
I'm enjoying it,
like though. Real age or whatever. But I was like, girl, Clyde is like, how old? JJ, you are a spring. You mean to tell me Clyde outran you?
Yeah, yeah. They didn't build up your endurance in the academy.
What did he do? A tuck and roll into a cliff, down into a river, and got carried away? And was like, gotcha.
He was.
Oh, he was huffing and puffing. He's like me when I get home from a run.
When I get home from my car.
That one. When I get the groceries.
Or I was going to say when you go get the mail.
Pizza rolls.
Speaking of being on a budget, and I don't think we're talking about them, but was Eve supposed to be not in Salem?
No, she's in New York.
She's back in New York.
In the hotel. It's so upsetting. It's just, I'd rather.
I'm glad though, I'll say this, I was glad that she called her and not Anne.
Do a brick wall, though. Don't do the hotel room. The Salem Inn.
Oh. Well.
No.
It's clearly it was the Salem Inn set. And she's like, oh, hey, no.
It's Anne Inn.
Anne Inn.
Anne Inn.
Anne Inn.
That's a mouthful.
That should be a new character on Days.
Anne Inn.
Hi, I'm Anne. Oh, but there's Anne Milbauer. Never mind. Yeah. Well, maybe she
Anne
got married.
Anne with an E and Anne no E.
Yeah.
So you can tell them apart.
Well, where's Anne Milbauer been?
Who cares?
Away. Well, yeah, she's been away. She'll make an appearance, I'm sure. Well,
next.
Speaking of Teresa, I'm gonna jump ahead and then go back since we brought up Teresa. The Kyriakis family. That scene where they're all trying to like figure out Titan and how to save the company and my first thought was I love seeing the relationship that the Kyriakis men have with each other.
Absolutely.
Because it like at first I was like, why do Philip and Brady hate each other? And then I was like, oh, because the whole thing of like Philip was in charge, now it was Brady, mm-hmm. and now Philip gets to go, okay, so you think you're so great? Not really. And then Damo's kind of being like in the victor role, but really trying to rally them up together. And then like Sonny and Justin being like the good version of the Kyriakis family. Like it was just interesting to see the dynamic of the Kyriakis. And then you got, well, she's not a new Kyriakis, but hopefully she'll be a Kyriakis too. Teresa going in there being like, look,
yeah,
I love
get
that.
It together, men. No. Don't blame my Brady for this. It's your doing.
And I loved when she apologized to Brady for doing that and then he kissed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that just turned him on so much and he was just like, I just need you right now.
I think those are the golden moments right now for me. Are the family moments like that.
Yeah.
Which is I think what her goal has been.
Yeah. I did have an eye roll moment though when they were taking turns on the phone.
Oh, yeah. They were kind of
yeah. It was like Deimos and then Philip, and then there was one with Justin and maybe
Sonny.
Was it Sonny?
I don't remember.
But they finish their sentence and the other one would very important.
They tried
goings on.
He tried it.
Yeah,
he tried it.
I love seeing those moments though, and I love that kind of intertwining the last two things, the rebirth of family versus family. So we're going to have the, it looks like we're starting the rumblings of the Kyriakis versus the Damaras again. Mm-hmm. Because even the, it's like Titan is going down, but in order for Damara Enterprises to come back up, they have to kind of, what, like buy out or do something against the Kyriakis family in order to get ahead.
Yeah.
And I love that Sunny knew that, and Sunny went to Chad and was like, listen, we're friends. Like, don't do that to us. Like, you know, let's keep it cool. And Chad was like, okay. And then he looked at Thomas and he was like, do it. And that's how we felt about that.
And the face-off with when Sunny was telling Chad to not speak to him, I don't have anything to say to you, yes. Really. I actually really liked that scene. The only thing I didn't like was when Chad slapped Sonny's chest.
When he walked away?
Uh-huh. I thought it was just so condescending.
But did you see how Chad was when as he was talking to Sonny when he ended it? It was like this smirk like, okay. <Yeah. laughs> He basically, in my eyes, said, okay, bitch. All right.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a little upset that Chad let Andre and Kate win that argument.
I thought
because
so too.
I really
by
liked
letting
the
Andre back into Damara Enterprises,
well, just doing that to the Kyriakises when he keeps saying how he wants to make Damara. And I get like the rationale behind it. Like I understand English. I get you know the argument on Kate and Andre's behalf. But at the same time, I just felt like, if you're going to try to do this, then try to do that and find another way. And maybe they will next week.
Yeah.
Chad will find a way to not take their money, but be able to help the company.
Rather than being a pushover.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's what happened. Because he just doesn't come off as that kind of a character anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of annoyed that they did that. But we'll see what
happens. He's hands down the most lenient Damara there is.
Yeah.
Who, Chad?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I like the flashback scenes with him and Sonny.
I did, too.
I thought that was kind of cool.
I think it's so brilliant that they do that.
Yeah.
That they know to go back to that.
Just as a reminder to us of, like, how it was. Like, oh, they did that with Victor and Xander.
Yep.
And I thought that was great, too.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
I liked all of that.
Just like a...
And
just
Xander
in case
and
you're
Nicole
confused.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's throw it in there.
Yeah. And, yeah, and as we said, Kate wanted Andre to come back in, and, you know, Chad was a little worried about that, but then he's back in. But then...
See, I wish they would have somehow found a way to like even like circumvent Chad and just do it on their own so that it wasn't him that did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, but then okay, so I was confused about this.
He was trying to help out Billy.
I was confused when Andre was like he was gonna do this in good faith. And then he goes, I know that Belle gave you back the portion that her portion that Sammy gave to her from the Damara fund.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, aren't I entitled to some of that? And Chad was like, I mean, I guess. Well, then he's like, well, I like to take some of that and put it back into... So, basically, there's no money exchanging. Yeah. Like, I don't...
Yeah, it was kind of...
Like, I was just like,
lame.
What was this? It's like, circle this. What's this part for?
Yeah.
I didn't get it,
yeah.
But all right, but whatever. So we have that. But I'm actually kind of excited to see, you know, two families going at it, you know, business-wise.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that turns out. And then, speaking of other families, the Hernandez family had a little discovery today.
Mm-hmm. Well, not today.
Well, this week. Gabby found out that Dario hired Creepy Guy. I don't know his name, so I call
him
Creepy
Guy. No, I
think
that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it says in the credits.
Which apparently, he's like the only like thief looter in Salem, apparently, because, like, you know, he did all this stuff to Gabby. And then with the surge out or the power out in Salem, he was going to go loot again. And he runs into Gabby again, now with a friend. And he does all that. And then JJ comes in and saves the day. Dario comes in. And then as they're being arrested, he tells Gabby that Dario's the one that hired him.
Yep.
And all that. So that was that. And, oh, Gabby, get that pepper spray together, girl.
Figure it out, Gabby.
Figure it out. That was a lot. Like, she was, like, she was from here to, like, way over here. And it was, like, silly string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got you.
And then he grabbed the other one, the creepy guy, grabbed her. I feel like creepy guy's kind of like, I can't do it with the...
Like Rico Suave?
Yeah, I feel like he's going bowling or like to Subs and Pizza with friends.
You mean like at any moment he's going to be like,
I got chills.
Yes.
Yeah. They're multiplying. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm over in the corner like, you better shape up.
In the Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Maxine's son likes musicals.
Right. Clearly. All right. And that has been your week of days. One other thing I wanted to point out was how with Deimos and Nicole, their relationship is like really
strange.
Interesting. Yeah. Because
there's no love connection there.
No. Anymore. It's like... They're doing what, like, we kind of want couples to do, and it's, like, owning their stuff. So, when, so, Nicole followed Deimos when he went to go meet with Dario, and confronted, and he admitted what he did. Mm-hmm. She then was like, you're gonna tell Chloe.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like this weird, this relationship where it's like, y'all must really, because y'all are just like, now, Chloe's just like, look, girl, you're my best friend, but you are too close to Deimos, and I can't tell you nothing no more.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go tell him. I can't do that. No. So, yeah. I just wanted to point that out. And that has been your week of days.
So, she went back to New York to hang out with her parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Parker? Did Parker allegedly go with
her? In New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's already in New York.
Okay.
Because she said, he loves it there. And he's like,
why didn't
there.
She just go back to the log cabin?
Sold it.
She's a baby on the way, girl.
I don't know.
Yes. I love how they try and hide the baby. Everything lamps.
Yeah. I think at this point
she's always carrying bags.
Just give
like,
it up.
They're like, okay, girl. Like, yeah.
I think she's gonna come back from New York, and you'll see the bump.
You know what I wonder. You know what I wonder? All of a sudden, and this would be funny. Are they going to use, like, Nadia's real baby as, like, Chloe's baby to where, like, bring your baby to work day?
Well, unless it's Nicole's, then.
Or unless something happens to the baby.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Well, it's all to be determined.
TBD.
TBD.
TBD. And that has been your interesting week of days. And now it is time for our segments. And we're going to start with mine, which is Tony's official
Three Snaps Awards. Oh, snap.
Thank you. Billy Flynn.
I love him.
All right, so you know what? This week I actually struggled to find a snap-worthy moment.
Really?
Yeah.
You can always give it to me.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't want to waste it. So, and then it wasn't until...
Girl.
It wasn't until Friday... When Sonny confronted Chad, and Sonny said, you didn't listen to me, and I'm returning the favor, and walked off, I was like, yes, you better tell him. And the way that Freddie just, like, walked off, he was, it's almost like, I could see him, like, you know, if he was using gay lingo, like, him being like, look, bitch, you didn't listen to me earlier, therefore, I ain't gotta listen to you, and just walk off. So that's why I give Sonny Kyriakis Tony's official
Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
There we go. And now it's time for...
God.
Matthew's Choice!
You really hit that high note.
I tried. These will never get... I feel like I just should just make these just for life. I'm gonna go through my life with just, like, these VOs. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Matthew's Choice goes to my best friend, Brian, for finding this, because I saw it a couple times and I didn't pick up on it. The whiteboard in the interrogation room had the list of all parties involved, and the board said J.J. Horton on it. It should have been J.J. Devereaux.
Devereaux. I thought so, too. Because when I saw the board, I was like, J.J. Horton? I was like, that seems weird. I was like, isn't it Jack Devereaux Jr.?
Right. J.J. Devereaux.
Yeah, it should be J.J. Devereaux.
Mm.
What blows my mind is that I saw the board four times probably, and I didn't catch it. And Brian sent that shot right there to me. But the fact that so many people...
These are suspects?
No, they're, like, they had Orpheus, you know, Xander and Clyde. Oh, yeah, and then they had the people
who they're going after. Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
But the fact that so many people on the Days of Our Lives set probably saw that board. Camera guys and the actors, and no one caught that it said Horton and not Devereaux.
Did he at some point say, like, I want to go by Horton or anything like that?
I don't remember that.
I drink a lot, too, so I miss stuff.
And eat a lot of pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls. Yeah. Look in there, did they...
No one say anything?
No one say anything? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, all right. Well, yeah, I mean, all right. That was a good one.
There's a little bit of lag, so just give it a minute.
Thank you, Brian, for pointing that out.
Thank you, Brian.
No way! I just saw that scene, too. Yeah. Missed it completely.
Well, glad they caught it. And that has been... Matthew's Choice! I think I'm going to go on The Voice next year.
You should.
I'm going to go on The Voice for that.
Someone's got to lose.
And and now it's time. But that's so weird.
She's going on The Gong Show.
That's so mean. Oh. I want to see you on The Gong Show as Lorraine.
I would do The Gong Show.
As Lorraine?
As Lorraine.
Okay. You know what? I'll be there with the gong.
I'll be gong. RuPaul walk in and gong it.
And now it's time for...
Mark's Quote of the Week. So my quote of the week this week is going to someone I don't think he's ever got quote of the week.
What did your friend say? Glenn would know.
Glenn would know. And I lost. He had gone through all of our shows a while back and gave me a list of who got all my quotes of the week, which I was so grateful for.
Wow.
And then I lost it
there.
And then I kept, like, each week I made a list and I would mark, and then
would you
I
mark
lost
Jay Freeman it?
I would mark Jay Freeman.
But there's a video, I think, when you said the totals.
Oh, I think I said it on and then
so
I
you can
go
start from
there.
That point and go on.
I'll have to find that episode.
There we go.
All right. Which is probably about a year ago. So,
yes. So you know what? Someone's going to find it. Someone's going to find it and tweet
again.
It to us.
Glenn, I need your help again.
Yeah.
A real friend would do it for me. All right. So my quote of the week is going to Aidan Jennings.
Oh, wow.
Stop it.
What did you do? I wasn't looking. What did you do?
I just went.
It was more the grunt that went along with it. And he kind of joked. It was a joke anyway, but I just thought it was really funny when he was... when Hope came to the door and she was like, there are three murders on the... Nathan said, you must be the resident expert on murder down at the old squad room. And then he was like, oh, okay, bad joke. But yeah. I'm sorry, that was friggin' funny. I was like, you go, Aiden. Sorry. So Aiden gets my quote of the week. Daniel Cosgrove.
And that has been...
Mark's quote of the week.
And now it's time for fan of the week.
Fan of the week, I actually decided this last week when we picked Carolyn.
Yeah.
Because there was somebody that I don't think... I've given Fan of the Week to, and if I did, it was a long, 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 long time ago. But I didn't want to just give it to one person. I wanted to give it to the whole family. So I want to give it to Susie Morales-Smidley and her
family. Entire family.
Because they've been around since the very beginning.
Yes.
She had a nice little conversation with us when Jordy was here.
Yes.
And her whole family, they all watch and support and everything like that. So I just wanted to... give them, the whole family, this Morales-Smidley clan, fan of the week.
I love that.
Fans of the week.
Congratulations. You know, it's weird, because I remember her son won, like, one of our first
long
contests.
Long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there's that. And that has been Fan of the Week. Yes.
Yeah, we don't have a thing for that, Tony. Do you have another shower?
I need to come up with something for Fan of the Week. I'll have to see what
Fan of the Week.
Oh, I like that. That would work. We can do that.
We'll work on that.
I don't think that's gonna be it either.
I think he's making it out not Fan of the Week.
Yeah. All right, so it is time for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV.
We got this, girl. Don't you worry about it. Girl, we got this. Matthew,
girl,
get it.
We got
okay,
it.
Okay, Day of Days is on November 12th at City Walk at Universal Studios. Meet the stars of NBC Days and mingle with fans of the show.
It's going to be fun.
And make sure, if you're coming to Day of Days, go to our Facebook page or tweet us and let us know that you're coming, because there's something of ruin. And that's all I'm going to say.
Possibly.
We need a head count.
Possibly.
Yeah, we just need to know who's coming.
We just want to know who's coming.
We just need to know how many lifesavers to buy.
That. Yes. All right.
All right. And so if you're coming to Day of Days as well, you need to go to Barnsdall, and I used to live right by Barnsdall Park, and every time I drive by, I'm like, how do I say that? Barnsdall Park in Los Feliz. I don't live over there anymore, but a cute neighborhood. Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols are doing a staged reading of Annapurna on the 13th, and I keep forgetting to go get the website, because you can get tickets already. They're already on sale. So if you're going to be here anyway, it was a great opportunity to see Stephen and Mary Beth outside of Days and doing what they do, but not as Patch and Kayla. So I think it would be a great opportunity. And Annapurna is a great show. We did it at my theater before I started with what's her name? From Will and Grace.
Deborah. Megan Mullally.
Megan Mullally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love her.
Yeah.
Love her.
So, Tony, something else?
Yes. Okay. So, as you guys know, Donald Trump, it was leaked, some like audio tapes were leaked out as far as like some things that he was saying about women and about a particular woman. And then there was another woman that he saw and he was talking about her. Yeah. And this was during his appearance on Days. And when he got off the bus, the woman that he was referring to was Ari Zucker.
See, I didn't know until you sent us the thing today.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, okay, here's the stranger thing. So Jamel from Brooklyn Facebooked me and said, oh my gosh, look at this, and da-da-da-da. And I was like, why is he sending me the Trump thing? Like, I don't get it. And then I started seeing that, like, it was Ari, and I was like, what? And so this whole time I kept thinking, like, oh my God, like, how does she, you know, feel about what's happening, da da da. And right before I came in, Ari wrote this on her Facebook page. She said, my name is Ariane Zucker. Oh, which that's good to know, because I keep saying Zucker.
Zucker, yeah.
And I am a strong, independent, hardworking mother, businesswoman, and partner to a great man. I have grown to learn that the words of others cannot affect the value of my self-worth or define the content of my character. How we treat one another, whether behind closed doors, locker rooms, or face-to-face, should be done with kindness, dignity, and respect. Unfortunately, there are too many people in power who abuse their position and disregard these simple principles and are rewarded for it. In understanding the magnitude of this situation, I choose to stand tall with self-respect and use my voice to enrich, inspire, and elevate the best of who we are as people.
You go, girl.
I thought that was brilliant. So, to our wonderful, wonderful woman, continue to stand tall, continue to inspire. You are lovely, beautiful, smart, strong. We love you.
Yes.
And what Trump did was just horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to repeat what he said.
We're not going to.
So,
we're going to move on to predictions.
Yeah.
Do we have any predictions?
Yep.
Oh, you have one. I'm sticking with my prediction that somehow Chloe's baby is Nicole's.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think that the dad might be Dario.
Okay.
I don't know how I'm getting there, but I just have a feeling because I think because he likes Nicole and he's fighting so hard to get her, and then there's he's working with Deimos. I just think that to move their storyline along, there might be some sort of fatherhood. I don't know. Just how I'm feeling.
I predict that Orpheus, Xander, and Clyde will come up with a full-fledged working plan.
Do you?
Only because we know somebody dies.
Well, somebody's got to figure something out.
Somebody's got to.
What are we doing?
I'm know, I was laughing. It was when I was trying to look at your thing and I was hiding the light because that light annoys me.
Oh.
It got frozen again.
He's taking a nap on my arm, evidently.
Clearly. Looks like I'm sleeping.
Clearly. Well, that's it.
How was the week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Easy peasy.
They fly by, don't they?
They really do. They really do fly by. So next week, I promise, we'll open the phone lines for you guys next week to call in and chit-chat with us. But we have...
I won't be here.
Oh, that's right.
You make it a point to get here.
I can call from
Ohio. You could. You've done it before.
I have.
During Matthew Ashford.
We'll see. We'll see what my itinerary holds on Sunday.
Sounds like someone's going to be
Sunday's still
Scott
kind
free.
Of up in the air. So I don't know.
Because you're just so busy.
I'm busy, girl.
All right, that has been AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days, where we give you a full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives. Before we head out, though, Mark J. Freeman.
You can find me on Tumblr at...
at Billy's
it
Love...
It doesn't end.
Love. Billy's Love Fest.
At Lorraine Love. I don't even know if I put a picture on Tumblr yet. But find me. I don't know what that means. I don't know how you follow me. Maybe you should follow me and teach me how to use it. But I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE, and Snapchat Lorraine.love.
What about your hair? I think your hair is
social
media.
On Twitter, Livin4, the hair.
Oh, someone's talking about Greg Vaughn. Love Greg Vaughn.
And then it's not you. That's a miracle.
I almost made it the entire show without mentioning my husband. Yes, Daquan, my husband. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Dish and Days. We will see you next Sunday, minus Mark, for another full recap of AfterBuzz TV.
It's going to be a lot quieter in here.
A lot.
A lot. A lot less hair.
Lots and lots.
Bye, y'all.
Although mine's gone.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Billy Flynn rocks.
Herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.